Sam King back at the Moe's Lamb Ice Hockey Arena in Toma. We're in our second intermission. Lumberjacks trailing by a score of 2-1. Toma took the lead back in the first period. A deflected goal actually went off the leg of one of the East defensemen and went in. The goal credited to Rhett Ritter. The assist going to Josh Repall of Toma at the 10:15 mark of the first period, and it was 4-0. The Lumberjacks got the equalizer. 2:15 of the first of the second period, that is. Freddie Krasowski scores a nifty little pass from Austin Cummings, who gets the assist, and a backhanded shot for Cody Krasowski, his first goal of the year, of course, and we are tied at one. But Toma was able to get another deflected goal, the 13:25 mark, an even-strength goal, credited to Billy Stosand with the assist to Miles Beck-Jordan. 2-1 is where we stand at the end of two periods. Saves in the period for Toma goaltender Brody Pierce. He had 14 for a two-period total of 21. Ian Corbett had 9 for a two-period total of 16. No interview with the coach tonight because we're broadcasting a bit primitively here at the Toma Ice Arena, but we'll catch up with both East coaches, Dina Rasmussen and Mike Balkan, and co-coaches this year, replacing Dan Bauer, who hung it up after 10 years to go and help coach his daughters with the Central Wisconsin Storm. So Mike Balkan, who's been an assistant for a number of years with East, and Dina Rasmussen, who spent 10 years as an assistant and JV coach for Coach Bauer, have agreed to take over the program for a couple of years, and we'll see what happens after that. But a young team for East, but a lot of varsity experience. These players have been playing varsity. You know, when the numbers aren't big like they are on the East side, young players get a chance to play. If you want a chance to play hockey at a young age, you want to be on the East side because you'll get your chance. And it'll be interesting to see what happens this season with this Lumberjack squad. Not a lot of guys, but they've got some talent. So we'll see what kind of season they can have here. Game one tonight, they trail after two periods, 2-1. We'll take one more break, come back, and get set to start period number three. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Well, we're back here at Toma getting set for the third period. Both teams back out on the ice. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. All right, it'll be Ben Speck out there to start the third period along with Gabe McGinnity and Jack Knuckles. The defenseman Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb. Beck will take the draw for the Lumberjacks. And the puck comes loose to the near court. Battle for it there. He's able to take it into the zone and knock it deep. It slides behind the Toma net all the way to the opposite corner. Now the puck knocked out of the zone. Going to slide all the way the length of the ice. Let's see if they wave off. I think they're going to wave it off. Ransky's got to chase it down. He's being pressured. McGinnity will grab it. Puck comes loose. And now it's just thrown in hard and wide, and it goes all the way out of the zone. Toma's got to chase it down all the way back on their own end. Got to flick a long pass ahead. That's going to be too far. That'll be an icing call against Toma. So East will get an offensive zone faceoff here, trying to get the equalizer. They trail it 2-1. Faceoff will come to the right of Toma goaltender Brody Pierce. And a new line out there. Eric Schumacher will take the draw for East. Puck comes toward the slot. Schumacher tries to get a shot away. Can't get it away. It was blocked. Puck loose at the blue line. East held it for a moment. Now Toma will carry it out. They're going to try to send it in deep. Puck slides past Romanski. Now one of the Toma players carries it behind the net. Romanski rubs him out. Puck comes loose along the far boards out to the point. A misfire on a slap shot there by the Toma defenseman. And East able to clear it out to center ice. They're going to wave off icing. And here comes Eric Schumacher in on the forecheck. He's trying to get a partial change. Cody Krasowski holds it in deep. Schumacher gets taken off the puck. Behind the net. Coming centering pass. Block. Didn't get through. Puck's behind the net again. Schumacher and Cummings battling back there. Puck slides toward the net. Now we get a whistle. And a hand pass called against East. Puck will come all the way down on the other end. Second hand pass of the night against the Lumberjacks. East Hockey brought to you in part tonight by the Hearing House. 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Off is grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They're able to clear the zone. Back the other way they come. Settling got a shot. That went wide off the stick of Nick DeBorny. Battle for the loose puck. Still in the zone. Comes out to the blue line. Held in by Andy Cravens. He dumps it in. Toma grabs control of it. Looks to break it out. Out to the point again. Cravens again holds it in. Pushes it towards the net. We got a shot. Oh, misfiring on a shot. Right in front was Landon Dainel. He grabs control of it, though. Puck in the corner. He sends it out to the point. Cravens, he's got a big shot out there. Winds up. Flapper, that deflects. It doesn't get through. Goes wide. Battle behind the net. Toma grabs control of it and looks to clear it. Poked away, though, and held in by the Lumberjacks. Now cleared out. Cravens will grab it at center ice. Try to carry it ahead. Lumberjacks able to poke through a check, but Toma able to clear it out. They're going to carry it. Send it ahead. It flicks through the defenseman's legs all the way behind the east net. Grabbed down there by Nick Priscula. He sends it wide. Centering pass. Backhanded shot. That was blocked by Romanski. He grabs control of it. Sends it off. And a big check dumps one of the Lumberjacks down hard. And East will send it ahead. Ben Peck carries it in. He's got a man with him. Centering pass. Oh, back door. And standing on the shot was Jack Meckles. Back the other way they come. Hutchlet is loose. Corbett is down, and now Toma able to hold the zone. Another shot. That didn't get through. Another one did. Deflection goes wide. Toma taking some pressure on as Corbett gets up and gets back between the pipes. Lumberjack got a golden opportunity as Speck made a nice backdoor pass to Knuckles, and he fanned on it. Romanski has it. Sends it wide. Knuckles will carry it in. Behind the net, reverses direction. They're trying to send it out to the point, can't do it. Now Toma will grab it, and they're clear the zone. They've got one man to beat. Carrying it in, nice move. There's a shot. Corbett makes the save, and no rebound. Carrying it in for a hard wrist shot was Bishop King, a junior player. But Corbett made the save. 13-17 to play here in regulation. Toma leads it 2-1. Battle for the face-off to the near boards. Lumberjacks look to clear it. Can they get it out? No. Toma holds the zone. Now fighting through a couple of defenders. Here's King again, centering pass. That's deflected. And East looks to clear it. Can they get it out? No. They hold it in. Now East will clear it. Center ice. This is DeBorny. DeBorny carries it in. Sends a shot that goes wide behind the net. Battle for it down there. Out to the point. High slot. Couldn't get much on that shot. They did have a man on the back door. That was DeBorny. On the shot by Andrew Dainel. Centering pass. Dainel takes a one-timer and only gets a piece of it. Sends it out to the point. Cravens couldn't get anything on that one. Now circling in front, there's a shot that goes off a skate wide off the stick of Landon Dainel. Lumberjacks keeping some pressure on here. They hold the zone. Centering pass again goes too far to the opposite point and held in by Cravens. Toma looks to clear it. Cravens will grab it, walk it in, take a hard wrister, and the save made. Brody Pierce gobbled that one up. Cravens gets a lot on that wrist shot. He was about three or four steps in from the blue line, and he fired it. It got through clean, and Pierce made the save. Faceoff coming to the right of the Toma goaltender. Ben Fetch on the draw. Lumberjacks win another one. Fetch in the corner. Puts it behind the net. Abe McGinnity's going to chase it down in the corner. McGinnity has it taken away from him. Toma able to clear it. East has got a hurry. Corbett comes out to play it and directs it to the corner. Battle for it there. Cravens will send it behind his own net to the opposite board. Jack Knuckles flicks it ahead. Now Feck will pick it up. Ben Feck's going to try to fight through a check. Can't get through. The puck does. Into the Toma zone. They send it out, though, back the other way. Sam Romanski will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Romanski skates it ahead into the zone. Romanski turns out in front, now carries back down deep. Romanski to the point. Speck flips it away. They hold the zone out in front. Holcomb has it poke checked away from him out of the zone. He chases down the loose puck, sends it back the other way. Puckett center ice. Toma tries to send it in deep. Holcomb will get it. Send it across to Romanski, who puts it ahead. East will knock it into the zone. Feck will give chase. Toma gets there first. Flicks it out high off the glass. Romanski fires it in. Slides all the way around to the near board. McGinnity over there, along with Feck trying to dig it out. Timberwolves clear it. Now they've got a man streaking ahead, trying to get behind the defense. He shoots high all over the top of the net and wide, all the way to the opposite point, held in by Toma. They go D to D with it. Can't get a shot away, and they send it in deep. McGinnity's going to grab it there. Dave McGinnity will carry it out. He'll flick the shot ahead. It probably should be an icing call against East, but they're going to let it go. Lumberjacks get a change. Held in the zone nicely. Slides back behind the net, and Pierce is going to come out and cover that on the side of the net. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your property easy. Faced up, and Toma tries to clear it, but Max picked that Nick Pistula, held it in nicely. Centering pass knocked out of there by the Timberwolves. Now they've got a breakaway possibility, and they do. Shot and a goal! They got a man behind the defense. He turned on the Jets, and he fired it. I think he got that through the five hole. He got that through Ian Corbett, and now it's 3-1. Two players coming down. I think the East bench wanted interference on the call. It was almost like one of the Toma players was acting like a screen while the other one got through on the breakaway. And he beat the goaltender clean. Good goal right there. 9:56 to play third period. It's 3-1. Let's see how the Lumberjacks respond. They win a faceoff here at center ice. Nick Devorney will carry it in. Makes a couple of men miss. Backhanded shot deflected. The rebound comes a bit wide. East has it in the zone. Get it out to the point. Cravens backhands it down. Turnover, though. Toma grabs it. Now they turn it over. Here's a shot. Landon Dino with a nice little turnaround shot that goes deflects to the corner. Out to the point. Cravens shoots, and that deflects wide. East can't hold the zone. Nick Pascula went down, lost an edge. And the puck run down by Andy Cravens. He's being pressured. He's escaped it hard around his own net. He's going to try to go coast to coast with it. Throws it into the zone. Hope checked away, though, before he can get a shot away. Toma sends it out of the zone. And once again, they've got a man striking in. So Corbett comes out of the net and sends it out. Now we're getting an offside call against Toma.
We haven't had very many offside calls here tonight. But we get one right there, and the faceoff will come out of the zone.
8:56 to play here, third period. Lumberjacks trailing 3-1. Pucks won by the Lumberjacks once again. Romanski's going to carry it in. Flick it behind the defense. Flies behind the Toma net. Timberwolves dig it out of there. Send it along the near boards. Gabe McGinnity will send it all the way around to the other side. Jack Knuckles nearly went down. Avoided a big check. Puck still loose. Timberwolves try to clear it, held in, though, by Ben Feck down into the corner. Battle for the puck in the corner, still loose. And Knuckles is going to get a penalty. He went after the player and not the puck. He's going to get an elbowing call. Jack Knuckles will go to the box. The puck was right there. Knuckles, I think, was retaliating for something that happened earlier. And he gave one of the Toma players a shot with the elbow. And he'll go to the box, and it'll be a power play opportunity for Toma here. That was an easy call right in front of the official. And it will be a power play here for Toma with 8:18 to play. Landon Dino out there to take the draw on the penalty kill. Toma controls it, puck flies in front, and Ian Corbett will dive and cover it up. Landon Dainyl, Cassie, Trevor Holcomb, and Andrew Dainyl out there on a penalty kill for the Lumberjacks. But the board, he tries to clear it, held in though. Now the Lumberjacks will clear it out. Puck loose at center ice. And the Lumberjacks will grab it, and Romanski will send it the length of the ice. Toma's got to chase it down and set up their power play at that. They get the long pass ahead. Carry it in. Centering pass, deflected away by Andrew Dainyl and cleared out of the zone. All the way to the other end again. 1:16 remaining in the penalty. He's getting a change as Toma attacks. They carry it in. Centering pass to flex behind the net all the way to the near board. Another centering pass right on the stick of one of the Lumberjacks and cleared out the length of the ice by Nick Vaskula. Toma will change up their power play unit. 49 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Turnover in the zone. Lumberjacks have it. Had it for a moment. Now Toma will grab it. Look to attack. And they'll carry it out. Cross the red line. Cross the blue line. Down to the corner. Centering pass. They had a man in the slot area. He couldn't get a stick on it. Lumberjacks looked to clear it. It pops up and over the top and out of play. And we get a whistle. 6:39 to play third period. 22 seconds remaining on the power play for Toma. And they lead it 3-1. The first two goals for Toma tonight were deflected off the legs of, I think, both of my East players. The first one for sure. The second one, I think, it also deflected off an East player in front. Third one, though, was clean on a breakaway. There's a power play, big flapper from the point on the power play, and Corbett makes the save, and we get a whistle. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Once again, Toma controls this draw on the power play. Out to the point with it. There's a shot. Big wrister blocker save made by Corbett. It pops up in the air. Puck loose along the backboards. Grabbed there. Five to Skula, and he'll clear it. Nice job. And that'll kill the rest of the penalties. So the penalty killers keep Toma's power play off the board here and keep the score right where it is, 3-1. Big collision behind the net. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Austin Cummings trying to fight through a couple of checks. Centering pass, Krasowski with a shot. That went wide. Pierce might have got a piece of that. Toma with it, flicks it ahead. Nice poke check away right there by Andy Cravens. And Krasowski will pick up the loose puck. He's going to knock it in deep. Flies to the near corner. Toma looking to break it out. Long pass, dangerous pass in front. Hops over the stick of Trevor Holcomb. And Toma will have it. They've got a 3-on-2. They carry it in. There's a shot. Corbett with a save. No rebound. 5:25 to play here. 3-1 Toma. Faceoff coming in the east defensive zone. Faceoff comes back behind the east net, grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They look to break it out. And they do get it out to center ice. Run down by one of the Toma defensemen. They send it cross ice. Landon Dainyl wins the race over there and dumps it in deep. Behind the Toma net once again. Lumberjacks trying to hold the zone, and they do. Long pass ahead, though. It's cleared out by Toma. All the way to the other end. That's an icing call against the Timberwolves. And so East will get an offensive zone faceoff. Time is running out here, though. 4:57 to play. Lumberjacks down by two goals. It's 3-1. We get a quick one here and make it a one-goal game and put some pressure on. Faceoff comes back toward the goaltender, and once again, we get a quick whistle. Pierce tried to cover that up. McGinnity was in there trying to get a hold of the puck. And once again, a quick whistle kills play, even though the puck was loose. East wins another faceoff to Romanski out of the point. He sends it in, shot blocked, goes down into the corner. Battle for it there. McGinnity controls it. Out to the far boards to Fecht. They get it out to the point. Holcomb walks it in, shoots. That got through, rebound, and then covered up by Pierce. Holcomb's shot got through on the ice, and Pierce covered it up. 4:35 to play. Another faceoff coming in the east. Offensive zone. Ben Fecht taking the draw. Now they send out the Toma Center. Fecht wins it to the slot. Shot! Oh, nice save made by Pierce on a hard shot by McGinnity. Actually, that was Jack Knuckles on the shot. He holds the zone out to the point. Pasula's shot is blocked all the way out to center ice. Cravens has got to chase that one down. He backhands it out of the zone. Puck sent back to the Toma defenseman. They're content to play a little keep away here and run some clock as we go down to 4:10 to play. Lumberjacks dump it in deep. Back down in the corner. Pumped off the puck. Lumberjacks looking to control it. Knuckles with it. Knuckles circles. Looks. Still looking. Behind the net with it. Sends it over to Fecht. Fecht shoots. That goes wide. Far board. But the school has got to hurry over. He'll hold it in. Hit it down deep. Timberwolves will control it. They'll send it out to the ice. That'll be an icing call against Toma, so East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Glenray Radiator is one of our good East sponsors, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiator, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Landon Dano, takes the faceoff. Toma wins this one. East has won more of the faceoffs tonight, but they trail it here 3-1. Toma sends it way ahead into the East zone. Lumberjacks look to clear it. Andrew Dano gets it out. Puck loose at center ice. And now Toma's got it. They've got numbers. 3-on-2. They carry it in. Shot. That deflects to the corner off the stick of Cravens. Toma gets it. He intercepted. Here we've got a breakaway. Here comes the border. Andrew Dano on the breakaway. Shoot! Save made! And Pierce will cover it up. Well, there was your chance to make it a one-goal game. Andrew Dano anticipated, got the steal, went in clean on the breakaway, and Pierce stoned him. 2:58 to play in regulation. 3-1 Toma. That would have made it very interesting if he could have found the net right there. But the Toma goaltender was up to the task. Face off control by Easton. A shot from the block by Fecht. That goes wide. Holcomb steps up, holds it in. East hasn't pulled their goaltender yet. Holcomb holds it in at the point again. Now Toma has it. Fecht battling along with boards for it. And Toma able to clear it to center ice. Run down there by Romanski. 2:31 to play. Cross ice pass. Holcomb, center ice. Grabbed there by Fecht. He looks. Going to send it in. Deflected down into the corner. Slides behind the Toma net. Romanski with it. Fires it in. Shot pops up in the air. Where is it? Pierce is able to glove it. It's a shot that got through and it went off a stick and popped up in the air, and Brody Pierce, the goaltender, was able to glove it and get the whistle with 2:06 remaining. And let's see here. They're going to get the faceoff in the offensive zone. Let's see if they pull a goalie and get the extra skater on here, down 2 goals. We're going to get a timeout. They're going to talk about what they want to do here. Timeout on the ice. And we'll keep it right here and remind you that our hockey broadcast, all of our East broadcasts, brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports, and also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports and wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. Our next Lumberjack broadcast will be boys basketball on Friday and Saturday. He's playing in the annual turkey shootout over at Wausau West, and it will be East and Newman in game one, 5 o'clock on Friday night, and then the Lumberjacks taking on Stevens Point Pacelli in the Saturday game, also at 5 o'clock, and we'll have both of those games live for you right here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Well, a couple of deflected goals, or this could be a 1-1 game. Two of the three Toma goals were deflected in off of the legs, one off a leg, one off a stick of an East player. All right, they're going to keep Corbett out in the goal, but if they get control of this puck, I've got to believe they're going to get the extra skater on if they can. He looks like he's ready to come off the ice at any moment if they can grab control of the puck off the faceoff. Landon Dainel. Puck comes out, East controls it, Romanski has it. Corbett stays where he is right now, behind the net. Comes to the near boards, under 2 minutes to play, Romanski down low. They get it across ice. Holcomb back to Romanski. He puts it in high, and Pierce makes the glove save. That was going over the top of the net anyway. A minute 49 to play. It's Romanski and Holcomb out there with Andrew Dainel, Landon Dainel, and Nick Dvorak. Now they change one of the defensemen, and Jack Knuckles will get out there as well. Lumberjacks control it out to Romanski. He fires. That went wide off the blocker to the corner. Toma tried to, oh, big check. Leveled one of the Timberwolves, and he's able to hold his own. That shot from the point deflected up and out of play. A minute 35 to play, and we'll get another faceoff here. Andy Cravens is coming back in the game with that big slap shot of his. So it's Cravens and Romanski out at the blue line. And now they do have the goalie pulled. They have the extra skater on. They've got Knuckles and Romanski, Cravens. And now another timeout called. This one, I believe, by Toma. So each team has used its timeout. We'll keep it right here. A minute 35 to play in regulation. 3-1, Toma with the lead. Lumberjacks with an offensive zone faceoff, and they have the extra skater on, trying to desperately to make this a one-goal game, and then anything could happen after that. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by the Bowman Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bowman Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also by Intercity State Bank, and also Cloverdale Credit Union. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 3-1 Toma. A minute 35 remaining in regulation. Lumberjacks with the extra skater on, a faceoff coming in their offensive zone. Toma called this time out to set up what they want to do here if they can get control of the puck. Obviously, fire it to the other end. Thing is, when you do that, and it doesn't hit the net, it's an icing call. So you face-off will automatically come back down in the East offensive zone. Landon Dainel taking the draw once again. This time, battle for the loose puck. East does control it in the corner. That's Cravens. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks trying to control it, and Toma's able to clear it. East will run it down at center ice. But valuable time is wasted. They send the pass ahead. It's intercepted. Shot taken from near center ice goes wide against the empty net. Lumberjacks not able to do much here with the extra skater so far, down to a minute 7 to play. On pass. That's intercepted at the blue line. Puck is loose. Now it's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. He's going to carry it ahead. Knuckles into the zone. Centering pass off the stick of Dvorak. Romanski from the point, pops it in, it's in front, loose shot, and goal!
didn't see who got the stick on that. Maybe Romanski. He threw it. No, actually, the goal is going to be from Devorney. Romanski threw it in from the point. I think Devorney got it, but we'll see. But now it's a one-goal game with 50 seconds remaining. So there's life. They kept it going after they threw it at the net. The rebound was there. I think it was Devorney who put it in, but we'll double-check. Puck loose at center ice. It's grabbed. Here comes Andrew Daniel into the zone. He's got it. Sends it around the net. Puck behind the Toma net. And they hold it in at the point. They get it to the down right slot. Andrew Daniel, 32 seconds. Centering pass. Goes behind the net. Cravens grabs it there. Toma's able to grab the loose puck and they get it out of the zone. No, held in by Knuckle. Knuckle shoots. Didn't get through. Grabbed out at the point by Romanski. He sends it back behind the net. 17 seconds. Out to the point again. Knuckles holds it. Falls down. Throws it at the net. To flip. One goal! With 10.6 seconds remaining, the Lumberjacks have tied it. Two goals in the last minute have tied the game here for the Lumberjacks. 3-3. So both teams will come to center ice for a faceoff with just 10.6 seconds to play. Jack Knuckles held that puck in after he fell down and got the puck to the net. And I didn't see who got the rebound in. It was a scrum there. We'll see. Puck behind the Toma net again. 2.6 seconds. And the shot, no, they won't. And I believe we're going to go to overtime. Didn't talk to anybody about what they wanted to do here, but it looks like we will have an overtime period. We'll take a timeout and come back and talk about it and tell you who scored those two big goals for the Lumberjacks in the final minute of play. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Toma. Some excitement on opening night for the Lumberjack hockey team, scoring two goals in the final period to tie the game and send it to an eight-minute overtime. The goal scored by Mitch. He popped in the rebound on a shot from the point by Sam Romanski. Romanski will get the assist. And then the equalizer, scored by Andrew Daniel. Jack Knuckles, though, deserves the credit for keeping that puck in the zone. Toma was trying to clear it. Knuckles got a stick on it, fell down, and then was able to get up and throw it back toward the net. As time was ticking down, and Daniel put it in with just 10 seconds remaining in the game to tie it up. So we go to overtime here. Tied at 3. It'll be the line of Beck, Knuckles, and McGinnity out there for East. Holcomb and Romanski on D. Toma will win this draw. And look to get it ahead. Sudden death overtime. First team to score wins. Don't want to have any turnovers or mistakes now after you've worked hard to come back. Here comes East into the zone. Knuckles with it. Centering pass to Beck. He gets the shot away and Pierce with the save. Beck tried to go up a little bit, and Pierce got it between his arm and his pad and made the save, but East will get another offensive zone faceoff. Beck will take the draw. And they win it. Knuckles throws it at the net, bouncing puck over the top of the net, deflects it over the top. Puck comes loose to the corner, grabbed there by McGinnity. Sends it around the net. Beck's going to go down there and try to get it. Now Toma sends it out of the zone. That's going to be an icing call, and the faceoff will come back down in the East offensive zone. Toma cleared it, but all the way to the end for icing. East will change. It'll be the two Dadles and Andrew and Landon out there with Nick Devorney. Petula and Cravens on defense. Lumberjacks looking to control it. Devorney sends it behind the net. Andrew Daniel gets pinned up against the boards with it.
Devorney comes in there, trying to help him get it out of there. East will control it. Devorney turns, tries to get a pass out to the point, intercepted. Now here comes Toma back the other way. They flick a pass ahead. Into the zone they come. Turns. Throws shot, and Corbett makes a glove save on a high shot from the sideboard. But Toma will finally get a faceoff in their offensive zone. They haven't had one of those for a while. Faceoff coming to the left, and they get the right of Ian Corbett. Controlled by Toma out to the point. There's a shot that goes through. Corbett directs that to the corner. We've got a penalty coming, I think, against East. And Toma's going to get a power play. It's going to be a cross check against Andy Cravens in front of the net, trying to clear out one of the Toma players. And Cravens will go to the box on the cross check here. So it will be a power play opportunity for Toma. They haven't scored a power goal tonight. Definitely scored it. It's been good for the Lumberjacks. It's pretty good. They haven't got a goal yet. See if they can continue that now. They win the faceoff again and send it the length of the ice. Andrew Daniel's going to come hard in on the forecheck, short-handed. Toma grabs it, though. Cross-ice pass. They come back the other way. Puck at center ice. Tied up, and East will grab it, send it back the other way. Toma's got to retreat again. This time it's Landon Daniel coming in on the forecheck. Here comes Toma. They try to send it in, and they do it. Hops over knuckle stick down to the corner. Jack Knuckles gets pasted into the board from behind. That's probably going to be a, I would think, a checking from behind. Now they get some extracurricular activity going on. Jack Knuckles just got pasted into the board from behind. It's got to be a 2 and a 10, I would think. Not that it matters at this point because we're in overtime, but it was a checking from behind, clearly. And to the penalty box goes Miles Beckjordan. If they call it boarding or checking from behind. Probably should be a 2 and a 10 because it was clearly a check from behind. They're still talking about it down below us here. It's going to be a 5-minute penalty. 5-minute major. So it'll be 4-on-4 for a minute 27, and then East is going to have a power play for the rest of his overtime if they can score. What a huge, and now we're going to get an extra penalty against East as well. For that extracurricular stuff, Andrew Daniel picks up a 2-minute penalty. So it's going to be 4-on-4 hockey for the next couple of minutes. Actually, is it going to be 4-on-3 hockey here? Lumberjacks have two players in the box. Now they've got two players from Toma in the box as well. So they're trying to sort it all out here. The referee's having a conversation with the East captains. We'll see when they get back out there how they're going to play this. Jack Knuckles was retreating to get the puck, and he got blasted from behind into the board. And that's a 5-minute major against Miles Beckjordan. But then there was some extracurricular pushing and shoving after the whistle, and Andrew Daniel is in the box for East, and also in the box for Toma is Steven Kavinsky. So I tell you what, two of their senior players are in the box right now and not on the ice. It's Cravens and Daniel, Andrew Daniel in the box for East. Cravens serving that penalty for cross-checking. Daniel probably for roughing or unsportsmanlike after the whistle. All right, they think they finally have it figured out what they want to do here. The faceoff is going to be coming in the East defensive zone. We're in overtime, tied at 3. 6:17 remaining in the extra stanza. East scored 2 goals with a minute to play in the third period to tie it. Beck wins the draw for the Lumberjacks. Back to Romanski. He sends it around the boards and out. Yes, East has 3 skaters on the ice. To 4 for Toma. So it's going to be 4-on-3 here for another minute 12. Power play opportunity for Toma. 4-on-3. Centering pass pops over the stick of the Toma player. This is huge right here. Man alive. Number 10 is able to clear it. Goes the length of the ice. Jeff Knuckles is going to hurry in on the forecheck to the goaltender, Pierce. Sends it around the boards and out. Grabbed at center ice, though, by Romanski. He sends it cross ice. He's content to play keep away here. Now they'll send it the other way, all the way to the other end. 40 seconds remaining on the penalty to Andy Craven. And then we'll get to 4-on-4 hockey after that. Here comes Toma, though. 2-on-2 into the zone. Shot! And a man down deep. Nice pass. Both Lumberjack defenders went to the puck, or went to the shooter, and that left a man open down in front. Corbett was able to get a stick on that and direct it back over the top of the net. And we get a whistle. 28 seconds remaining in the penalty to Andy Cravens, which will make it 4-on-4 hockey after that. If East can survive for another 28, they will have a power play for the rest of this overtime. Lumberjacks can't clear it. Toma holds it in. Romanski's going to send it hard. Now he's blocked. Now he comes back the other way. Romanski's going to carry it out. He's got some space. He carries it out. 2-on-2. Romanski. Trying to shoot high over the top of the net. Made a nice little move to get free at the top of the slot and fired it high. 6 seconds remaining on the Cravens. Toma with it. Back the other way they come. It's sudden death overtime. Toma with it. Centering back. Nobody there for Toma. And East is back to four players. It's 4-on-4. Puck sent in by Toma. 20 seconds remaining on the other East penalty, and then they'll be on the power play. Toma has it, though, in the zone. Want to get it out of there. You don't want to make a mistake here. They get it out to the point. East breaks it out. They've got a 2-on-9. Here they come. Fett carries it in. Fett shoots. And a save made by Pierce again. Fett went high off the shoulder of the goaltender. All right, East is on the power play here. It's 5-on-4. Sudden death overtime. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Puck pops up in the slot. Here's a shot by Beck again. Pierce with another save. Puck behind the net. Grab there. Wrap around attempt. Knocked away. DeVorney gets knocked down. Puck is loose. Grabbed by East. Out to the point. They get it to Cravens. Cravens fires it at the net. That goes wide. The goaltender had lost his stick. And Pierce is able to make a glove save on the wrister by Cravens, and we get a whistle. 3:49 remaining in the overtime. I think I mentioned earlier East was going to have a power play for the entire rest of the overtime. That's not correct. There's 3:49 left in the overtime. 2:33 remaining in the East power play because of that five-minute major penalty on the Toma player for the second from behind. So we have a stoppage of play here. I don't know what they're talking about. East is trying to figure out who they're going to get out on the ice. It's going to be the two Danels and DeVorney, Knuckles and Holcomb out there right now. East wins another faceoff. Out to the point. Knuckles back down sideboard, blocking it in. Half back door. Shot blocked. Nice job by Toma defending that one. Shot on the back door by Andrew Danel. East still controls it. Landon Dale behind the net. Looking near boards. Out on the point to Knuckles. Knuckles, look. Near boards. DeVorney back to Knuckles. Knuckles shoots in front. And a nice save by Pierce on a bouncing puck. And he covered it up. No rebound. 2:05 remaining in the power play. 3:21 remaining in the overtime. 3-3. Opening night for the Lumberjacks and we get extra hockey. That takes the draw this time for East. Can they win another one? Comes to Cummings along the near board. Sends it behind the net. Cummings in the corner. Gabe McGinnity with it. McGinnity looking. Far board still looking. Gets it out on top. Jack Knuckles looking for an opening. Cross ice. Craven shoots. That deflects over the top of the net. Goes to the corner. East controls it again. Oh, they lose the handle on it. Bad pass. And Toma's able to clear it. Actually, Beck couldn't control that one. It was right on his stick. Goes the length of the ice. 1:28 remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. They flip the pass ahead. Craven sends it in deep. He's got to give chase and win the race. Cummings is going to get down there, send it out to the point. Romanski's got it. And he can't hold the zone. He's got to back it out. He needs to regroup. Romanski sends it in deep. Sent the length of the ice. Grabbed, though, by Craven. Here's no blue line. Sends the pass ahead. 59 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Lumberjack set it up for one more rush here on the power play. Pass is knocked away by Toma, shorthanded. McGinnity gives it back to Romanski. 44 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Dangerous pass. Now Romanski's got it. They gotta be getting tired out there now. Some of these guys gained a lot of minutes tonight. Romanski sends it in from the center ice line. It goes wide. Beck has it behind the net. Beck tries to wrap around, gets it poked away. And Thomas able to dive and clear the ice. Beck has it. Flicks the puck ahead. Jack Knuckles will carry it in. He's got McGinnity with him. Knuckles. Centering pass. Here comes Wayne and Deal in from the bench. Takes a shot. No, the save made the rebound. And now we get a whistle. And once again, another quick whistle by the offside official behind the play. Lost sight of it and blew the whistle even though the puck was loose. About the third time that's happened tonight. A minute 23 to play in the overtime. 6 seconds on the man advantage. See if East can win one more faceoff here. They do. Back to the point. Jack Knuckles. It in front. His shot blocked. Now nearly losing the handle on it. Sends it in front. The puck is down behind the net. Out to the point. Penalty's over. 5-on-5 hockey. Knuckles has it at the point. Shot blocked again. Point. And now here comes Toma. They've got a 1-on-2. Nearing it in. Poke chipped away though by Trevor Holcomb. Centering pass out to the point. They walk it in. Shot. And diving, making the block. What a block right there by Nick DeBorney. I think he hurt his wrist. Here comes East back the other way. DeBorney shoots off the pipe. A shot off the pipe and the centering pass. The puck is loose in front. He's still digging. And now a goal. And the Lumberjacks will win in overtime. Are you kidding? Toma is stunned. East with two goals in the final minute of regulation to tie it. And a goal with 37.2 seconds remaining in the overtime to win it by a score of 4-3. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all of this madness after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey at Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Toma, where a wild opening game for the Lumberjacks, and they get the victory in overtime, 4-3 the final. Landon Dino, that's the game winner, with the assist going to Nick Savorni and Andrew Dano on that game-winning goal, 7:23 mark of the overtime period. That was after he scored two goals in the final minute of regulation to tie it. Let's recap all of the scoring for you here tonight. Toma got on the board first, back in the first period. 10:15 mark of the first period. And that goal scored by Red Ritter with the assist going to Josh Refall. 10:15 mark of the first period was 1-0 Toma after one. The Lumberjacks tied it up. 2:15 mark of the second period, an even strength goal scored by Cody Kristowski on a nifty little backhanded shot. The feed came from Austin Cummings, and it was 1-1. Toma scored in the second period as well at the 13:55 mark, scoring that goal. Billy Stozwan with the assist to Miles Beckjordan, and it was 2-1 at the end of two periods. And things didn't look good for the Lumberjacks after that because Toma was able to score a goal in the third period about halfway through that gave them a 3-1 lead. And things didn't look good for the Lumberjacks, but they scored two goals with under a minute to play in the third period to tie it up. The first one, Nick DeBorney. scoring with the assist to Sam Romanski. Romanski took the shot from the point. Savoni knocked in the rebound, the 16-10 mark, even strength goal. And then the equalizer came at the 16:50 mark of the third period, and it was Andrew Daniel getting the goal. Jack Knuckles fell down, held the zone, able to hold the puck in the zone and get it back to the net, and Andrew Daniel knocked it in for the tying goal with 10 seconds remaining. We went to overtime, and a number of penalties in overtime. East had to kill off a 4-on-3 for about a minute and a half, and they did. The East penalty killers were excellent tonight. And then the Lumberjacks had a power play of about 3 minutes when one of the Toma players got a checking from behind penalty. That was Miles Beck-Jordan. And so it was a long power play for East, but they were not able to capitalize on that, couldn't score, and it looked like this game was going to finish in a tie. But scoring the game winner at the 7:23 mark of overtime, Landon Daniel. It was a scrum in front of the net, and they just kept digging. The goaltender, Brody Pierce, played really well for Toma tonight, but it was the persistence on that final goal. The puck was in front of the net, and East just kept digging. And finally, Andrew Daniel was able to knock it in. The assist given to Nick DeVorney and also Andrew Daniel on that game-winning goal. Assist in the overtime period, one for Ian Corbett, four for Brody Pierce. So Corbett finished the game with 23 saves. Pierce finishes the game with 34 saves for Toma. So that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Moe's Lamb Arena in Toma, Wisconsin. The Lumberjacks begin the season with a victory in spectacular fashion, scoring two late goals to tie it and then winning it in overtime tonight by a score of 4-3. I thank all of our sponsors, and thanks to Crystal, our engineer, for sticking with us. We hope you stuck around as well. If you didn't, you missed the end of a good one. This is Tom King, and once again, your final score from Toma tonight, Wausau East 4 and Toma 3 in overtime. You've been listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.